Hey ho, music lovers, welcome to episode number 3 of Nova Scotia Hidden Gems, a music podcast. So right off the bat, I just want to apologize for taking a little bit longer than normal to drop this episode. There was a lot going on over the holidays, and we're in the process of moving to a new place right now. And yeah, things got a little bit hectic, but we're back now, and I've got a good one for you to ring in the new year. So I'm going to be sitting down and getting acquainted with the folk sister duo, Moira and Claire. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hey everybody out there, how's it going? My name is Brett Pierce, and today I am super lucky to be joined with the amazing duo, Lennon and May. I mean Moira and Claire. What's up, guys?
That's so funny. We get compared to them all the time, but yeah.
We're not mad about it.
They're awesome.
You guys are insanely talented. So I'm going to be real with you guys. I only found out about you guys like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. But as soon as I like, cause my buddy was like, have you heard of Moira and Claire? Like, you have to go check them out. Of course, went on Instagram and I was like, whoa.
Oh, thank you.
So, why don't we start it off and you guys can just give the listeners a little bit about, who you guys are and where you're from.
So we're Moira and Claire. We're like a pop folk sister duo. We're from Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we moved here. How long ago?
I don't even know.
Like, it was, like, 7 or 8 years ago from Alberta.
Okay. Yeah, but we consider ourselves...
Yeah, we consider ourselves Nova Scotians. You know?
Absolutely.
And we just started making... We released our first single, 2017. And we're just slowly releasing singles, like, every couple of years. You know what I mean? Like, every year.
We're the single people.
Yeah. we might... Maybe we'll make an album one day, but... Yeah.
That's awesome. And how old are you guys?
I'm 21.
And I'm 19.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're both two.
Yeah, we go to St. FX.
Yeah.
You guys both go to St. FX. And you guys are sisters, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you said... Okay, sorry. I'm making sure on that point. Yeah. Cool. That's really awesome. So you guys are going to St. FX. What are you guys taking?
I'm doing psychology. I'm in my 4th year and a minor in music.
Cool.
And I'm in my 2nd. I'm doing engineering, but combining it with earth sciences.
Wow.
She's really smart.
Yeah, you guys are just doing everything.
Yeah,
it's hard to balance
music sometimes.
Yeah.
How you guys been finding 2020 as like a musical year? You guys probably haven't been playing live too much or anything like that.
Yeah, we played one show in the summer at... Steinhardt.
They had like an outside venue, so that was nice. Okay. But we don't really perform that much anyways.
Yeah.
So it's not really different for us actually. Like, I feel like a lot of other artists would be a lot different 2020 for them, but we're not.
I think we kind of were thinking of this summer to be more of a performing summer, but you know, COVID had other plans.
So, but like we can do other things. So we've been focusing more on like writing more, collabing with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did notice one of you guys. I didn't mean to cut you off, sorry.
Sorry.
So I seen that you guys were working with Bria.
Yes.
And so we want to talk a little bit about that because I'm a big fan of her work.
It's such a crazy thing for us because you were like a fan of Port Cities for like such a long time,
mm-hmm.
and like admired Bria so much, and like she's such a talented singer-songwriter. So it's crazy to be able to work with her. But yeah, like we got her, she produced our song Better Than This, and that was so cool because we never really like had our songs produced by anybody, and like we never really got the sound, like we struggled with finding like a way to get the sound we want in our song,
mm-hmm.
but like she really made the song sound like how we wanted it to.
Yeah,
and that was so cool.
And then now writing with her it's like really cool because we just wrote a bop last week, you know,
the little bop. Cool. You know, nothing big, just a little bop. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's insanely cool. And like myself as well, I was huge into the Port Cities, and mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan, and maybe that was why I thought you guys were amazing right off the go, like the harmonies and stuff. And I know Port Cities is big into that, and you guys just have that down to a T. You guys sound amazing together.
Yeah,
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like Port City, the three-part harmony.
You're so good.
Oh, so good.
They changed the game.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do, we'll just cut into a song. And why don't you guys tell me what you're going to be playing?
So we're going to be playing Better Than This. And it was released in November of this year. And yeah.
Cool.
Cold, dry wind blowing on your skin. Frigid air in your messy hair. I love this and I'll miss this. Each step forward we leave behind the memories we made here together.
Right on, guys. Thanks so much for that. So we'll just break right on into it, because like I said, in the rest of the episodes, I only have you guys for a short time, so I got to suck up all the knowledge and all of the info that I can from you guys. So you guys, I was looking on your guys' Instagram. You guys have a lot of followers. You have like 4,000 followers or something like that on Instagram, right?
Do we? Almost.
Oh, you guys have a lot of followers. So what's it been like for you guys just, you know, going from finding out, oh, hey, we like this singer-songwriter thing. We're going to write some songs. We're going to record some songs. And then just having people actually, like, enjoy your music.
It's really weird. Like, we never really expected to, like, people to like our music that much when we first released it. Oh, let's just try this out. And people like it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
But like, I feel like we've gained most of our followers from doing covers, not really our original music.
Yeah.
So yeah, like just using hashtags and like getting the artists to notice like the songs that we're covering. That's mainly how we've built up our following. But
it's cool that people who find us from that
can now listen to our music. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool. And I mean, you kind of have to start somewhere, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's super cool. I've been wondering also, like, you guys are university students, you guys are sisters, you guys are from away. So what, like, about Nova Scotia really draws you guys in and makes you guys want to stay here?
Oh my gosh.
There's so much.
The ocean.
Oh yeah, the ocean. Like, I love the ocean.
Yeah, being so close to the ocean.
You could have 10-minute drive or 2-minute drive to the ocean. One. That's amazing. All there was in where we were in Alberta was really gross lake. So yeah, it's really nice. And the people are so nice. When we came here, like, everyone was just like, they just welcome you when you.
Yeah, it's different. And then obviously the music scene.
The music, because we didn't really do much music in Alberta. Like, we didn't like release anything, or like we barely sang together.
So we don't know what it would have been like if releasing music in Alberta. But I feel like releasing it in Nova Scotia, I don't know.
I think people here just like value like music a lot, and they like, it's like part of like the community to like get together. Get together, like, play music together. Like, I think that's, the musicians in Nova Scotia are really supportive of each other, and like, everyone just is really supportive of the music industry, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the three.
That's a great point, because I've been finding that as well, that all of the musicians from around Nova Scotia, they just love to just give everything they can to all the rest of their brothers and sisters in the music industry.
Sitting down
last week with Keith, like, he seriously does it all. And like, if you guys haven't connected with Keith Mullins, I'm gonna have to give you guys I'm gonna have to give him a message about you guys, because he does the same thing. Like, he produces, he teaches, he's traveled, he's played live, he's written, like, he's done it all, man. Now that's his thing. He wants to help like emerging musicians like you guys said, get those recordings that they think sound good, and help them write grants and get bursaries for making music. So
that's so awesome.
Which is really cool. And so what, like, growing up, you guys have like a very distinct sound, and like you said, a lot of people compare you guys to Lennon and Maisie. What were your influences growing up?
Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah,
or
Taylor Swift.
Like, how we learned ukulele was our dad bought us like the Red Album, like, ukulele
chord chart
book, and we just like learned ukulele from that and sang all those songs. So, like, she's definitely like one of our biggest inspirations.
So awesome.
Spice, I feel like, definitely Spice. We listened to a lot of Spice when you were younger, and like her lyrics.
Honestly, Lennon and Maisie too.
Yeah, Lennon and Maisie.
Harmonies, inspired by them, probably.
That's really cool.
Oh, definitely others, and now I can't think of them.
Yeah,
Scott Hellman.
Oh yeah, Scott.
I feel
Hellman.
Like he's a newer inspiration.
Yeah, honestly. And now it's probably Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Phoebe Bridgers is so good.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you guys, and I guess you guys took it yourselves. So I was gonna say, what are you guys listening to now?
Oh, okay. So
Phoebe Bridgers.
I like Henry James.
Yeah, there's an artist, his name's Henry Jameson, he's from America. He's really good. I really like his lyrics.
Nice.
Melodies. And
we should have some Canadian people. Come on.
Yeah, if you guys can't name a Canadian artist, I'm sorry, you guys gotta get off the podcast. I can't have you.
Who?
Logan Richard.
Oh yeah, PEI, Logan Richard.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I just put you guys on the spot, that's why. that's so funny, because I was messaging them on Instagram, and I was like, yeah, you guys want to do an interview? We're not very good at that, but like, we can try. You guys gotta give yourself more credit. You guys are doing awesome.
Oh, I just thought of another one. Tim Baker.
Oh, never heard of
him. Very, one of our, I think we like listened to his album a lot. We were like,
Oh, cool. Right on. sorry, no, that's awesome. And you guys are super, super interesting. I just want to let you guys know, because there's no need to be nervous here. So do you guys have like musical plans coming into the new year? What are your guys' what are you guys looking at?
We're doing like a bit of collaboration, which is something we've never really like dived into. So we have a couple like Zoom
or co-writing sessions.
Co-writing sessions. So that's going to be interesting.
And then we have one song that we want to release next year.
Yeah, hopefully next year.
And maybe the one that we're writing with Bria.
Yeah.
Might come out too.
Right on. That's very cool. Right on. So you guys have a lot to look forward to in the new year, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think now would be a good time to plug you guys' stuff. So why don't you tell the listeners where they can find your guys' music?
You can find us on Instagram at Moira and Claire.
And Facebook at Moira and Claire.
And also Instagram
and TikTok.
TikTok, yeah. TikTok at Moira and Claire.
Nice.
YouTube.
Moira and Claire. Moira and
Claire. YouTube. Can't forget that. Yeah. That's cool. So what are you guys like? What's your preferred, like if you guys were to choose like a, you know, TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, what do you guys prefer?
I think Instagram is what, like, I don't know. I think it has a special place in our heart because it's like where we kind of started.
Yeah.
But TikTok has been like, that was kind of new for us and kind of cool to dive into more because we kind of started that like in the new year, like January this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really nice to us too. So
yeah.
Instagram is
Have you guys been getting a lot of good feedback on TikTok?
Yeah, we actually had like one. We did a cover of a song called "Mind Over Matter" by Young the Giant.
Yeah,
and it like kind of blew up on TikTok with like 400,000 views or something.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and it, like we have like 16,000 followers almost on TikTok because of like basically because
just
of that
because
cover.
Of that cover and like and
holy shit.
Yeah, and like, and then we decided to release a cover of that song because of TikTok, and people really liked the cover, so that was really exciting, like, kind of totally just something we've never done before. We never released a cover of a song either, so that was, like, a whole learning experience, too.
A lot of people are, like, using TikTok as a way to promote their music, so.
Yeah, and, like, I find it so interesting that, like, TikTok, like, influences the music industry a lot, because a lot of, like, the trending songs on TikTok also are trending on, like, music charts and then on Spotify and things, so that's, like, really... I think that's a new thing for the music industry.
Absolutely. And you got to be, that's, I mean, it's all about adapting, like, which I've talked about a lot on this podcast. It's all about putting on your chameleon suit and being able to just change colors and adapt to whatever scenario you need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
That's TikTok right now. And I think it's awesome. Congratulations guys on that, because 400,000 likes or views or whatever. And you know, 16K followers. That's amazing. That's a feat. And you guys should be super proud of yourselves.
Aw, thanks.
Are you on TikTok too?
I am, but like I'm the guy with like 7 followers and a couple crappy Beatle covers, so that's me.
and then one day
it will blow up.
One day. I have actually, so my I don't mean to talk about myself too much, but I'm a huge fan of Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
And he just released his new song Afterglow.
Yeah.
If you guys need a suggestion of tunes that might sound really good with your harmonies and your guys' voices, I would love to hear a cover of Afterglow.
We might, honestly. It's like a really pretty song.
I've heard people like say it's really good.
Yeah. We have to listen to it after this.
Yeah.
Well, definitely go plug. Yeah, plug your earphones in and bop around to that for a little bit.
Yeah. We will.
Cool. So I'm not going to keep you guys for any longer. I just want to say thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to stop and chat with me.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Awesome.
No, it's my pleasure. And I'd love to sit down with you guys again sometime in the new year or in a few years' time when you guys are doing more stuff and see what you guys are up to then.
Sure.
That'd be so fun.
Awesome. And I'm living in Antigonish right now. I'm Cape Breton native, but I live in Antigonish.
Oh, do you actually?
Yeah. So I'm right here in town. So if you guys are playing anywheres or want to do any co-writing, let me know.
Okay, awesome. Jeez, I didn't know that.
Right on, guys. Cheers. Thank you so much. So why don't you guys tell us what you're going to be playing us out with?
Now we're going to sing an unreleased song called You Look Good in Yellow. Sometimes I'm looking
And just like that, it comes, it goes. Another episode of the Hidden Gems podcast comes to an end. Thank you guys so much, Moira, Claire. You guys are amazing. Seriously, just funny, great musicians, the whole package. You guys are going to do great. And thank you for taking time out of your busy school schedules, your music schedule, to come talk to me on the podcast. And honestly, just thank you to everybody who keeps on listening and for the continued support. And from the support of the musicians, because all of the musicians that I've been talking to have been great and very supportive and lending me their time and their knowledge, and that I'm just so appreciative for. So if you want to hear more, you can follow me at Nova Scotia Hidden Gems, a music podcast, on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to send me a Gmail of someone you might want to hear on the podcast, then you can send me that at nshiddengems@gmail.com. So yeah, keep listening, guys. I'll be back with more content soon. And yeah, thanks. Rock on.